Before the COVID-19 pandemic struck, some say it seemed like we were rounding the corner on environmental consciousness in America. But when pandemic concerns skyrocketed, the need for masks, gowns, face shields, takeout containers, and other items, some feared the headway being made on plastics would be lost. Suzanne Fraser is the co-founder of the Beach Environmental Awareness Campaign Hawaii, or Beach for short. The group recently hailed the success of a year-long effort to recycle 1.2 million plastic bottle caps into fuel. Fraser says the pandemic has set back recycling efforts in the nation. She spoke to the Conversation's producer, Harrison Patino, about how plastic recycling and cleanup efforts here in Hawaii have been impacted by COVID-19 and what needs to be done going forward.
We've been working very hard on the issue of reducing plastic at the source and helped introduce the first bills to ban plastic bags and take action on smoking, which are also made of plastic, and along came styrofoam bans and so on. And, you know, it took a very long time to get progress in that area. In fact, when we finally passed Bill 40 last year, it had been a 13-year effort by our organization to get polystyrene foam banned on this island and to get a proper plastic bag ban done. And so things were definitely on a roll, I felt, and because we had the support both from lawmakers and the community, even the businesses were on board, and then the pandemic hit and things went a little bit backwards. So I'm hoping that, you know, we can get back on track soon and get back to using less plastic.
It's a real conflict to be placed with. I mean, what are your thoughts on this resurgent need for plastic as people have to choose between environmental consciousness and economic convenience?
I don't actually see it as that kind of a dichotomy between environmental consciousness and economic convenience, because the thing was that when I was growing up, nobody wasted plastic. You know, everybody knew that that was wasteful in two ways. One was wasting money because you were buying something that you're going to use once or twice or a few times and dispose. And the second one is wasting landfill space and throwing something away. And somewhere along the line, people just started losing that kind of consciousness and becoming more wasteful and not thinking about the money side of it either. And I think these days people have been a bit taken in by those words single-use plastic and think that those items are single-use, like bags, bottles, utensils, cups. None of that single-use, actually. All of that can be used over and over again. And when it comes to masks, unless you're in the health profession and you have to throw it away after one use, you don't have to be throwing away masks after one use either. And of course, it's even better if you can use reusable items. And in the long run, that's the most cost-effective way, is to get reusable cloth masks, reusable cloth bags, reusable utensil sets. That's the best way to go for both an economic benefit and an environmental benefit. Otherwise, if you're continuously buying disposable items, you're wasting money and you're causing an environmental overload of plastic mess.
Now, we really have seen that rise in plastic products, specifically masks, but in other cases, anything from bubble wrap to takeout containers. I mean, anecdotally, is it safe to say that we're seeing more trash on our streets and on our beaches? I know myself, on hikes going to beaches, even on the streets, I'm seeing discarded masks everywhere.
Yes, I've seen discarded masks too, which is really sad. And I think that people are very aware of cutting the six-pack ring holes open before discarding them. But I don't think the message has got across at all, and I hope it does now, that masks have loopholes, you know, holes to go around your ears, and those need cutting too. Like, anything you dispose of that's a hole or a loop must be cut open. And letting masks, you know, I don't know how they're getting all loose everywhere into the environment, whether people are just being careless, whether they're blowing out of the car or whatever it is. But when you've got a plastic item, well, hopefully you won't, but if you have a plastic item, it's really important to be conscious of where is it and making sure that you've got it and you put it away properly or dispose of it properly and not just let it you know, fly out of a car or wherever it went.
Now, in terms of the immediate short term and maybe even the longer view of things, do you think that there's going to be a serious impact of marine debris because of the increase in plastics that are being used during this time?
There's always a serious impact on marine debris. Well, really, the impact is on marine life, you know, if plastic pollution increases. And unfortunately, what's going on is that the oil industry, which supplies the plastics industry, are now ramping up efforts to make more plastic, because the more that people move away from fuel-driven cars to electric cars, the industry wants to find a new way to use up all that excess oil. And of course, with the pandemic and all the plastic that's now being utilized, that's another whole industry increasing. And unfortunately, in some places around the U.S., they're rolling back laws that require people to bring their own reusable bags and so on, and let stores hand out plastic bags. So, you know, really what our whole planet needs to be doing, along with dealing with the pandemic, is being aware of the environmental issues that are going on at the same time that are very impactful, not just for marine life and the environment and, you know, how beaches are clean or dirty, but it's impacting our health as well and our ability of our immune systems to cope with something like COVID-19. You know, it's very important that people understand that plastic isn't just a nuisance or a litter or a thing like that, but it's actually made of chemicals, and those chemicals harm our bodies. And so anything you're doing to yourself that's harmful, as far as drinking out of a plastic water bottle or eating out of a styrofoam container, those chemicals are causing harm to your body, and then those containers and so on are causing harm to the environment and to marine life if they get into the ocean.
I mean, do you think people's capacity to really care for these big picture issues has been diminished by the pandemic? It seems like in a normal year, and of course 2020 by no means has been a normal year, but in a normal year, it seems that people were getting better and better about understanding the environmental scope of the issues that we face in the modern world. But as the pandemic loomed upon us, it seemed almost that people were more focused with much more immediate issues. I mean, not to turn this into a psychological issue, but do you think mentally people just don't have the capacity to care about these larger issues?
It's very hard to generalize about a whole population, but I can tell you that the media focuses pretty much just on the pandemic. I mean, we just accomplished an enormous goal yesterday, which was sending 1.2 million plastic caps and lids for recycling and turning into oil. And that was a years-long project, and it's had no coverage whatsoever because probably the pandemic, because we just opened for tourism yesterday, and unfortunately it was on the same day. So maybe from the media's perspective, it's not as important. I don't know. But from the business perspective, they're using this pandemic, I feel, as an excuse to try to roll back very important laws like Bill 40 and Bill 59. 59 bans plastic bags, 40 bans a whole lot of disposable plastic used for food and drinks. And, you know, they'll want to use any excuse to do that and to say that it's going to save them money if they don't implement those new laws, when actually it's going to save them money if they did and improve people's health if they did. And that, my point is that we need to build people's health and immune systems up, not diminish them continuously with the onslaught of plastic chemicals. So as individuals, I mean, I know from having Zoom meetings and still communicating with people that they absolutely do care about the environment and the impacts of plastic on the environment and marine life and their health. And I think the public, although the media is not focusing on these things perhaps, the public is very capable of caring about more than one issue at the same time.
Now, if we could just finish up here on that local legislation, are you getting a real sense that there might actually be a possibility that bills like Bill 40 could be repealed in favor of some sort of economic consideration?
I hope not. I hope that lawmakers, that they don't let that happen, because this was a very hard-won victory for everyone, you know, for our health, for the environment, for marine life, and we need to keep those bans going on the schedule that they're on. And I don't believe that it will impact businesses, because next year's ban in January 2021 will get rid of disposable plastic utensils, straws, stirrers, and the plastic glass in sushi. And then the non-plastic alternatives are to be provided only upon request or in a self-service area, which means that instead of a restaurant automatically handing out a plastic packet with some plastic utensils in it to every customer that comes by for takeout food, they're only going to include the alternative utensils, so made of birch or compostable corn or something like that. They're only going to hand those out if someone asks them for those. And that will therefore save their business money.
That was Beach co-founder Suzanne Fraser talking with the Conversations' Harrison Patino last month about how cleanup and recycling efforts in the islands have been affected by COVID-19.